friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. I'm delighted indeed to welcome Orla Kelleher, who is the Executive Director of the Aisling Irish Centre on McLean Avenue in Yonkers, and a native of Kilgarvan in County Kerry. Orla, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
And a big birthday coming up there, not yours or your kids or any of your, you know, although I'm sure there are a lot of big birthdays there with your seniors, but Aisling Irish Centre is celebrating 21 years of service on McLean Avenue in Yonkers. So happy birthday to Aisling.
Thank you very much.
We go back before then when, the Aisling Centre was from on Bainbridge Avenue and originally was indeed instituted by Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York, and one of your founders is still with you there at Project Irish Outreach, Sister Christine Hennessy. But let's begin when 21 years ago you moved to McLean Avenue in Yonkers, and how did that come about?
It came about, Adrian, when a lot of people seemed to be moving or gravitating towards the Yonkers Woodlawn Enclave, and I think the founders, having, you know, seen that there was a need for social services in the Irish community, decided to set up a centre on McLean Avenue, really in response to the needs of Irish immigrants at the time.
Yes.
And it was a board of directors was established, and Aisling Irish Community Centre opened its doors in 1996 on McLean Avenue.
Yeah, and I think it would be fair to say that it was, you know, a community effort, whereas we acknowledge that Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese did, in fact, at that time, reach out and establish some centres. That it was the community and the community itself that said, no, we're taking this over. And so when we acknowledge that landmark of 21 years, we also have to acknowledge a great group of volunteers, of businesses, and many in the area who definitely deserve the recognition of getting it up and running and thriving still.
In, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the commitment of people in the local community continues this day. And a lot of our board members were there since day one, including
right.
Dennis Mulcahy, who has just been awarded the Irish Presidential Service Award
and
for a lot of years' volunteer efforts.
Yeah, and you had other friends and board members there from the beginning too, like Agnes Delaney, and I could, you know, we could go through the list and then leave somebody out, and then both of us would be in trouble. But let me ask you about, first of all, about the building itself. Can you describe it for us?
Well, the centre is based on McLean Avenue, which it's an ideal location really for anybody who, you know, particularly those who are living in the neighbourhood and don't drive. It's within walking distance for anybody living in Woodlawn or around McLean Avenue. The centre expanded about 5 years ago to where it's double its size now, and we host a number of programmes, including a very popular senior programme and an Irish cultural programme, which is based on the, well, in the basement we have a dance studio there, and we also have a computer room, which all of which the computers have just been updated for our classes. We have a number of other programs, and we have offices which would host our full-time social worker. Our wellness services would be one of our more popular services and probably the main reason why the centre was established in the first place. But we've other popular groups, you know, like our exercise classes,
right.
Our parent and toddler group. But, you know, we see these days that particularly our senior group, we're at full capacity. So, you know, it's always a struggle to try to accommodate everybody. But it's just a sign of the popularity of the programs at the centre.
You know, when you speak of, you know, your seniors and your services for seniors, that includes, you know, a free lunch, you know, for more than 40 seniors who come in on a Tuesday. And actually, this is the perfect example of the community spirit and support, because local restaurants and food suppliers make that happen. Which is great.
All of the Irish restaurants and butcher shops donate the food to us every week. And I'll say that at this point, we have up to 60 seniors every week for the lunch and growing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're again, it's testament to the local community and the business owners who are, you know, they're always more than willing to help us out in any way they can.
Now, who are your supporters? And we don't need a complete list, but we know the Irish government is very involved through the Irish Abroad Unit.
Mm-hmm. We received a very generous donation from Tara Circle this year in support of our cultural programs. We also have received funding from Westchester County, the City of Yonkers, Westchester Community Service, or Westchester, rather, Community Foundation for our mental and physical well-being services. And we also get funding through the New York State Office of Family and Child Services and Office of the Aging. But we also, you know, our fundraising events throughout the year are generously supported by the business community throughout New York, as well as the local community who support these events.
You know, and I might add that as with the Emerald Isle Immigration Center and the New York Irish Center, Ashling would not be able to continue as it does without the generous support of many people who are who just want to do something. And now that we're in the Thanksgiving and Christmas season, let the occasion not pass by encouraging people. If you log on to the website of Ashling Irish Community Centre, which is ashlingcentre.org, am I right?
That's correct.
That's a good way, first of all, to find out what it is you're doing. I'm particularly interested in your social services. And again, free counseling.
Yes.
Particularly for those who don't have insurance for, and not just the undocumented, but some others along the way have good reason and a need for counseling services. And I think that if we, point out that these services are, you know, not means tested, they're actually, you know, that they're provided by Ashling Community Centre, which is something of enormous value to great numbers of people.
Yes. I mean, we just always want to remind people that there is help there, regardless of anyone's status or, our income. Our counselling and crisis intervention services and case management are all free. So we would hope that nobody would hesitate in coming forward for help for fear of, their status or or affordability. That's not
right.
An issue for us.
And sometimes when we think of counseling, we think of one-on-one, which is absolutely, you know, correct. But there are counseling services there for families, for those who have a great number of issues, of mental issues, stress, and particularly at this time of the year. But what happens, are you in a position when you're a counselor there, your full-time registered licensed clinical social worker, Rosemary, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get a referral, how does further, are you in a position or is Ashling in a position to make further referral to, say, city or county or hospitals, larger areas for help and for assistance? Yeah,
absolutely. If it is something that's outside the scope of our remedy, our social worker has a list of resources and referrals for people who need help, be it for detox or rehab. Mm-hmm. And again, there is help available regardless of somebody's immigration status or, you know, affordability.
Yes.
And we can provide them with that information and, you know, navigate them through the system.
And that's very important because a great number of people, particularly in today's environment where, you know, immigrants seem to be, you know, it seems to be a dirty word in, you know, in our political system and indeed through media, which helps along the way to point immigrants as an unnecessary addition to America. It is very important to have that structure there because for, you know, very good reason, a lot of people are of the opinion that if you lay low and keep your nose clean, that includes any services that are there. And when you take the Ashling Irish Centre, the Irish Community Centre, or for that matter, a lot of your co-conspirators in providing services to immigrants, and they're not all Irish. It's a service for the community, but there is definitely a bonding there and a place to reach out for people who are further living in the shadows now because of, in particular, the current administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I will say that particularly when it came to Hurricane Sandy a number of years ago, you know, those who were undocumented did not hesitate for one moment in coming forward to help out where they could. And I will say that, again, we're doing a collection at the moment for emergency blankets for New York's homeless that we feed hundreds of them every week to the Irish Volunteers for the Homeless. And we've collected so many now that we have offered a shipment of these blankets for Ireland's homeless because, you know, we just came up with the idea knowing how bad the crisis is in Ireland and we're going to send home or share these blankets with Ireland's homeless. And, you know, I am very confident that a lot of those donations came from people who are not documented. You know, they may feel isolated, but their generosity
absolutely
is still as great as it ever was.
And that was a very good example that you gave there with Sandy and Hurricane Sandy and the tremendous outpouring of Ashling and Emerald Isle and again the New York Center. And I'm just naming those here in the New York area. You have a coalition of Irish centers right across the United States, but each of you are, you know, independent and actually, you know, responsible for your own projects and your own services, which again is the kind of a tall order. There are many who would say or not understand that whereas immigration from Ireland has been made impossible, so what kind of legal and immigration services can you provide at this
point? Well, we would provide legal and immigration services on a referral basis. I mean, of course, if there's a question that, you know, based on our knowledge of immigration, we're happy to answer. But, you know, when it comes to processing paperwork or if somebody wants to apply for a citizenship, we would first refer them to the Emerald Isle Immigration Center mm-hmm. or to an immigration attorney if needs be.
Right. But those who need legal immigration services don't have to wait forever or guess as to where they stand or what their the necessary information with all due respect to some of your greatest sponsors there, but that's not achieved in a bar room. There are still a lot of rumors which go around that are very unsettling for undocumented, and many of those undocumented now are heads of families, so they have a particularly stressful period because they're not just talking about themselves anymore. They're talking about their families and again the you know the constant threat, you know, to immigrants, undocumented immigrants in general. So that's something I think that you have managed very well and continue to do so.
We would, you know, we're there to reassure people. You know, it is as it is at the moment, and it seems that even, you know, legitimate cases of immigration cases are quite difficult, if not impossible, at the moment. But, you know, I suppose the most important thing is to, you know, advise or urge people to abide by the laws wherever they live.
Right.
And, you know, you can live a relatively normal life if you can do that. I know it's very difficult and people feel quite isolated, but I'm sure a lot of these people have been are here for years.
Yes.
And have, you know, this is their home now, even though they do feel that certain isolation. But
yeah.
As I said, if they, you know, if they obey the laws, I think they should be okay.
And moving to the broader issues, a great number of people who came to this country and who came legally, who came on a green card, and never bothered to do much further than that, and for whatever reason did not, for reasons best known to themselves, did not pursue a U.S. citizenship. And maybe they feel, well, I didn't do it 25, 30 years ago, I'm not going to bother with it now. But actually, that is a very important issue. Today, there are a lot of benefits that, and a lot of benefits to becoming a U.S. citizen, if in fact that information is made available, and if somebody can speak in confidence, you know.
There are far more benefits, and I think you know, there is the fear that people will have to give up their Irish citizenship, which was the case many years ago, mm-hmm. but that is not the case now. And we will be doing a citizenship drive, on, you know, with the Coalition of Irish Immigration Centres in a few months' time to encourage people who haven't applied for a citizenship to do so. I mean, it is an absolute privilege for anybody who's, you know, eligible for U.S. citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So we would urge everybody, even if they've had a green card for 20, 30 years to apply for citizenship now, because it does carry far more benefits than people may even realize.
Yeah, and it is a process. You don't decide that that you have this next week. The growing list of applications from green card holders for U.S. citizenship is growing. So it's a good time to actually, first of all, find out, get to the Ashland Community Center in Yonkers. I do want to talk a little bit about volunteers for the homeless. Your food program, one that was started at a time when many would have felt, well, doesn't the city take care of that? Aren't there a lot of organizations around who are, in a much better a position than ourselves up here in Yonkers to take that food program and to feed the homeless throughout the city, or for that matter, wherever, that food program is needed. Tell us about that.
Well, the program started over 25 years ago when a few Irish immigrants felt that they, should do something to show appreciation to the city that had been good to them, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And after Thanksgiving, over 25 years ago, they decided to make up some sandwiches, and they brought them down in the back of their car and handed them out to the homeless that were on the streets of New York. And it's been going on ever since, where every week we have volunteers that come into the center, and in less than 2 hours, they make 800 sandwiches.
Incredible.
Which are then, they're brought down then by other volunteers that night. They have three different routes that they go on. And we have volunteers who drive down and take the other volunteers with them. And they would probably, meet and feed about 300 homeless every week. And that's on Monday now at the center. We'll have, it'll start first thing in the morning because we're going to be putting together the annual Thanksgiving dinner for 300 homeless. And they'll be heading down on Monday night to give an early Thanksgiving to the homeless. Because, it's a difficult situation, but a lot of the homeless are what you might call regular clients. They love
right.
the Irish sandwiches, as they call them. And, we're thankful to them for their, their courtesy and their kindness. We know they're thankful to us as well. And we've even had some of them come up from time to time to say thank you, and that they're now, have homes or have somewhere to live, but that they miss the Irish sandwiches.
Yeah.
And that's when I spoke about the emergency blankets, that's just another, symbol of the kindness that people show to help somebody in need. But really it was all about paying it forward over 25 years ago. And, the program is completely dependent on donations. So at times, we may have wondered, would we be able to keep it going?
Yeah.
The supplies themselves would cost up to $20,000 a year. But if you work out that is, providing 800 sandwiches for people every week, it's a pretty cost-effective program, but, we've kept it going, even though, like I said, we struggled at times, but because we have the volunteers willing to do the work, it isn't something that we would ever
right.
Want to discontinue.
I just want to double back for a moment to your thermal blankets, the space thermal blanket, that you are in a position now. This actually, one of your volunteers, Monday night volunteers, there was a fellow, Anthony McGrath, a senior at Fordham Prep, and
right.
and he started this blanket drive for those for the homeless in New York City, and obviously you were impressed, or he was impressed with Ashling Irish Community Center and the feeding program. But imagine in a relatively short period of time, 3,000 plus thermal blankets were donated by a great number of kind-hearted people. That is amazing.
They just keep coming, you know.
Yeah.
But I think, the response we got yesterday from the organization in Dublin that goes out to the streets of inner city Dublin every week, they're called Bridges of Hope.
Yes.
The guy was absolutely blown away by what had been done here. And many of them, like I say, I mean, Anthony is the son of Irish immigrants himself. And many of those who help out, they're people who live in the local community, but a lot of them are Irish immigrants. And it's just another way of people, spreading the kindness all the way back to Ireland, because we know it is a really, really terrible situation there in Ireland with the homeless at the moment. So it's just
incredible.
It's just another small way of helping it out. And that was really the Aisling Centre is in the middle to kind of make sure that it happens. But, without the kindness of people, we wouldn't be able to do things like that.
Indeed, reviving an old tradition when the parcels from America, would come to, at that time, mostly rural Ireland. But when you look at the reality of the homeless situation in the large cities in Ireland, like Dublin and Cork and Limerick and Galway and areas that have been, that are thriving, and yet there are so many people who are homeless, it must be, again, a great sense of pride to have, Irish immigrants now in America and in that Yonkers, with that Yonkers Bronx connection, helping out the homeless in Ireland. It's a fascinating, first of all, not only a fascinating concept, but it is something that I think we saw. You had mentioned earlier about Sandy, Hurricane Sandy coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where, as all the emphasis was on devastation and more to come, that the Irish centres were the first, didn't wait. They didn't wait for to see, how bad this was going to get. And the clothing drive, the instant reaction to crisis was there. And it's amazing. It really is,
Yeah. I know, looking back to that time, quite a few of our volunteers were walking up, 12-floor apartments and checking on people that nobody had checked in on with for days, and a lot of people who were, in need of emergency medication and had run out of insulin or whatever, there were cases where it was a crisis point, and even though organizations like Red Cross and so forth were there, they had not done the 12th-floor walk-up to knock on the door and ask a person, if they were okay or if they needed anything.
Yeah, so and again, that transcends, the age group and whether their status was, whatever that status was. That community spirit, I think, is something that is tremendous. Tell us about, now you have an event actually coming up. It's the Children's Christmas Party.
We do. Yeah, we have a lot of events coming up. It's the, it's a busy time for us. We have we have the Kids' Christmas Party on December
9th, I believe. 9th. Yeah.
And we have a party on Thursday, December 7th. To launch our amateur photographic exhibition.
Right.
And it's just, it's also our way of thanking everybody for supporting us throughout the year. We have our senior Thanksgiving lunch on Tuesday. And
perfect.
We have our senior Christmas lunch on the Tuesday before Christmas. So, and like I said, we'll be busy on Monday preparing 300
You may be particularly busy from now through Christmas, and that's also a good reason for those you know, who might want to either help, to donate, to volunteer, or to find out what it is that the Ashling Community Center in Yonkers, you know, what they do, log on, and or do you want to give us a telephone number, which might actually be helpful as well?
Sure. It's 914-237-5121. Or they can check us out on our website or on our Facebook page, which is probably the most popular way of staying in touch with the events that are going on. We have over 17,000 followers now.
Wow.
So it kind of it's a fairly resourceful page for people.
Okay. How do you do that again?
If people go on to Facebook, yeah, and they'll find our page under Ashling Irish Community Centre.
Ashling Irish Community Centre,
yeah,
on Facebook.
And that's where we would post, you know, job vacancies, accommodation,
right,
and a lot of other information.
Now, also with accommodation and with job opportunities, I say this because the feedback that we get, and I think the Irish community gets, is that you're a great clearinghouse. Those who are interested and who would feel comfortable with having, you know, the Ashling Center, you know, as you know, a sieve, are, you know, people who normally would not, you know, I go through brokers, agencies, newspaper advertising, would let you know, and indeed that is how, you know, that gives a great sense of security for those, for the landlords, those who have accommodation to rent, and for those who are seeking it. So it's really great, and I have to tell you, Orla, that you know, your work does not go unnoticed. You have an amazing board, an amazing and a thriving group of volunteers. Your computer, your education classes, every aspect of what you do there is indeed of great service. And I want to again wish you and those at the Ashling Irish Community Centre a very happy Thanksgiving and into the Christmas season. And again, to our listeners, good idea. Check out what Ashling Irish Community Centre does, and if you're searching to help out an organization that does a tremendous amount of work, you won't have to go much further than Ashling. Orla, thank you. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for what you all do there for not only an Irish community, but a broader community. Congratulations.
Thank you, Adrian, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.